Is it costly to hire persons with disabilities, or PWDs? Are PWDs only limited to certain jobs? I'm Patricia Mirasol, a multimedia producer at Business World. In this B-Side episode, I speak with Grant Javier, the Executive Director of Project Inclusion Network, about the most common misconceptions surrounding PWD employees, as well as the benefits of hiring them.
I'm Grant Javier, I'm the Executive Director of Project Inclusion Network. We are an NGO that provides access opportunities to persons with disabilities, enable them to participate and to productively contribute to society.
What are the most common misconceptions of PWDs when it comes to them being employees?
The greatest issue that we have right now is that a lot of employers have what we call attitudinal barriers. Oftentimes, people may think that the barriers only exist in a physical sense, meaning madalas naisip nila yung accessibility ng lugar ang nagiging issue. But more than that, there's a greater issue with the mindset of the people who hire. And the main thing that often gets in the way is that there is the thought that persons with disabilities cannot perform in the job functions that are needed. They won't be productive at all when you hire them. So oftentimes, companies look at it, hiring persons with disability as a charity. What we have shown in the past years is that companies themselves greatly benefit from hiring persons with disabilities. Isa pang madalas na iisip, another thing is that most people think that they can only be tied to certain jobs. Usually, they're put in a box. One classic example is that blind people are only good as massage therapists, you know? Automatic yan. Whenever I conduct a forum, I'll ask the crowd, what can blind people do? Magtataasan nilang kamay, hinaan pa. Massage! But even the deaf can do it. Even persons with autism can do it if they want it. And blind people are not limited to that. One example that I was given is that we placed blind people in the IT as programmers. So that was unthinkable before. How could blind people program? Diba? But with the openness and of companies, at the same time, of course, with the technology nowadays, that is highly possible. Pangatlo would be the idea that it is costly to hire them. Why? Because they would require a lot of accommodations that would be more expensive for the company. For example, in terms of technology, baka kailangan ng mga assistive devices. Secondly, kailangan ng more training. Yung ganon. Yan ang kita. Pero hindi rin siya totoo. Accommodations need not be expensive at all. Some solutions that we are able to come up with are very practical in nature. Actually, madalas common sense. So, magugulo sila, pwede pala to. For example, I would always have to hire sign language interpreters when I hire deaf people. It's not true. We could come up with strategies that would not require sign language interpreters. Now we can text, diba? O dali nyo eh. Pwede na tayo mag-text, talking to each other. So that alone is very cost-effective.
What I find my well-intentioned business here in the Philippines, like I don't think those things about PWDs. What are the challenges for me here in the country? What both challenges and opportunities when it comes to hiring PWDs?
Una would be sourcing. They wouldn't know. Usually that's a concern. Companies wouldn't know where to source them. A lot of them, sabi mo, are well-intentioned. They open up. They even make announcements that these are open for persons with disabilities. Pero they're not able to tap into that market of talents simply because they do not know where to get them. Madalas ang makikilala nila would be mga bata pa of non-working age. Yung ganon. So yan, one sourcing. Second challenge would be the matching. How do I match? If I'm able to source them, how would I know that they are fit for the jobs? Kasi they're admittedly naman for most companies, a lot of them even with the right intentions don't know yung intricacies of hiring a person with a specific type of disability. For example, they might even say, I'm willing to hire neurodiverse talents, neurodivergent, diba? So how do we deal with them? So yan ang second issue. progress overseas. How do I deal with them? But that is easily addressed, because one of the things that we do in Project Inclusion in enabling them is to teach them. Actually, we provide them with this course. We have a talent pool of thousands of persons with disability job seekers who come to us. So meron kaming ganun. At the same time, we have a partnership naman with numerous PWD organizations and even LGUs. So we are able to refer, at least connect them. One major thing, pag nakita na nila, sa HR, ang last, how do we interview them? Hindi naman pwede walang interview, di ba? Kasi they have to go through the process, the usual process of getting employed. So what we do is we train HR people to ask, how to ask questions, to be able to get the right answers from the people that they talk to.
Personally speaking, I remember PWDs whenever I ride the MRT. Kasi if you've ever ridden the MRT, you will note that the stairs going to the station sobrang taas. So whenever sometimes I would count the steps and it would reach maybe 100 or something. So whenever I climb the stairs going to MRT stations, naiisip ko yung mga PWDs, like those with only one leg. So I feel that to be a more PWD inclusive society, even businesses like construction companies have to get on board. Like even yung mga gumagawa sa MRT. I mean, there are elevators there, but they're tiny.
Una, hindi kasha. Hirap pumasok yung naka-wheelchair. Usually, naka-wheelchair may kasama. So, hindi siya masamaan sa loob. So, pangalawa, madalas, hindi naman gumagawa ng elevator. Laging sira. We batas tayo dyan, BP 344. Parang apat na dekada na yung batas na yun. Parang ganon. Pero hindi pa rin napapatupad yan. Nakalagay din yan. Ang unang-unang dapat na PWD accessible facilities are government facilities. So government buildings, public spaces, kanyang schools and universities. Pero hindi. Yun, wala rin. Wala rin naman kanin. Wala rin. Wala karampatang parusay. Ano rin naman, isa yan sa mga tinatanong ng companies sa amin, for example, because we do that, we do accessibility audit as Project Inclusion. We do that. We're very much concerned with that. Why? Kasi minsan, ang naging issue, napapahayaran na namin ang problema. Sabi nila, saan di ba kayo makakarating doon sa pagtatrabaho ka namin? Transport is inaccessible. Malayo sa amin. So isang nagiging ano namin is always find jobs near them. Part of sustaining them is ang tanong ng mga companies is how do we build a support system for them and even for non-PWD workers, diba? Para magkaroon ng magandang dynamics yung working relationship. Hindi magkasalusan, hindi magkasakitan, yung tipong ganon, and the whole company would benefit of it. But even for those existing, kasi isa pa pala itong issue ng mga companies, usually they find out that they already have PWD employees pero hindi na di-disclose kasi natatakot, nahihiya, they do not see any value of it. Bakit pa ako mag-disclose? Eh, wala namang beneficyo para sa akin to. Baka mabuli pa ako. But we teach once the employees know that the company is actually inclusive or more open to persons with disability, nagugulat sila, maraming nag-start mag-disclose. Ha, meron pala kaming ganito, disability. Usually, those are yung mga non-apparent, yung mga invisible disabilities. We do not have an accurate count of persons with disabilities. So, for example, maglalapit yung company sa LGU, sabihin nila, uy, kailangan namin ng workers. Hindi makapag-provide sila minsan ng pangalan kasi hindi naman nagpapa-identify.
I'd like to know, is there any corporate benefit to hiring PWDs and those with health concerns?
So yung diversity of the conditions that you have of your employees can also lead to certain advantages. For example, alam natin na most, hindi mahirap naman kasi magsabi na 100%, most persons with autism are hyper-focused. Diba? So, sometimes it's taken as a disadvantage, but if placed properly, that could actually be a competitive advantage in the workplace. Yung rigidity nila, sabi nila, sa personal situation, kailangan may routine, diba? But actually, that's also good. That's also good for the company. Why? Because the company thrives on what? On predictability. Diba? Kailangan alam nila kung ilan ang kaya mong tapusin, alam nila na gaitong oras ang mali-deliver mo. The more regular it is, the better for the company. And kaya yun ng mga persons with autism. So, iba-iba yan. Iba-ibang cases. So, the access to enlarged talent pool, yung diversity nun. Second is, of course, nagbabago na yung kultura ng kumpanya. When you hire persons with disability, people become more compassionate to one another. Nagkakaroon ng, well, kasi magiging makatao ng bawat isa of the other employees. Pangatlo, even on the bottom line, on the bottom line, may advantage. Why? Because yung productivity, we've done a study of that, yung productivity, if not at par, is better than their counterparts who are doing the same job that they're doing. Why? Kasi naturally, persons with disability are more careful in doing their job, knowing na hindi maaaring hindi na umuulit yung pagkakataon na yun. Kasi alam nila kung gaano kahirap nila nakuha eh.
Can you maybe mention any tax incentives? Is there anything like that?
Yes, there is. Sa batas natin, it provides tax incentive, tax deduction. May tax deduction doon sa salary na additional tax from the salary ng mga tao na napasweldo nila na may disability. And secondly, on the expenses that they incur to attend tumbaga to the disability. Well, let's say, nagpagawa sila ng isang room to be able to accommodate them. And so, expenses at may additional tax deduction ba siya? But, sasabihin ko rin to, hindi siya ina-avail ng mga companies. I have yet to see even one company avail the tax incentive. Why? Because of the difficulty of accessing it. Napakagulo. Magkaiba ang hindi aligned, ang DOLE, tsaka ang VIR. I mean, maraming proseso on both agencies. So sometimes, no, most of the time, I would even say, sasabihin mo pa, hindi na lang, ang daming papel na pipirmahan, ang daming pinapacheck. So, kahit wala ng tax incentive, okay lang. Marami ng batas na napasa for persons with disability as of late. For example, inclusive education program, inclusive education law, which was signed before, which people are trying to implement, hindi siya perfectly na-implement ngayon, nandun pa rin siya. Second, nagkaroon ng maraming hearing sa Congress, sa Senate on the PWD ID, on the benefits that personal disability get, yung sa ID na yun, paano ba ma-avail, ganyan. So, doon, maraming uusad. But on the law on employment, hindi masyado.
Would you say that the Philippines is slowly but surely on its way to becoming a more PWD-inclusive society?
Yes, definitely. We are on our way. Of course, there's still much more to be desired, even in terms of policies and in the execution, implementation of these laws. Marami naman tayong magagandang batas eh. Pero hindi, like yung sa tax incentive na. 1990s pa yun. 1992 pa yata, if I'm not mistaken. Imagine, dalawang dekada na tumakbo yung batas. Tama namin saying, hindi pa rin, wala pa rin nakakapag-avail. On our way. No matter how well-intentioned we are, hindi naman tayo, wala tayo sa kalagayan nila. Diba? So, mas magandang sila pa rin. At the very least, makonsult, if not sila yung makaisip from the get-go.
Despite the challenges in implementation, the Philippines has already started to make inroads towards becoming a PWD-inclusive society. PWDs, ideally, need to be consulted when making policies meant to empower them, Mr. Javier said. This has been another episode of B-Side. Subscribe now and enjoy industry insights on Philippine business and beyond.